Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. At least six people were killed in Russian strikes on the Ukrainian capital, despite the U.S. peace push. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Mayor Vitali Klitschko says residential buildings in the central Pechersk district and in an eastern district of Kyiv were badly damaged. Lyubov Petrivna, a resident of one of the damaged buildings, tells the AP everything in her apartment shattered. I was lying in bed. There was a powerful explosion and glass rained down on me. The window shattered completely, showering me with glass. Video footage posted to Telegram showed a large fire spreading through multiple floors of the nine-story building. The large-scale attacks come during a renewed U.S. push to end the war that's raged for nearly 4 years and talks about a U.S. brokered peace plan. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll, who's heading up the latest phase of talks, has met with Russian officials in Abu Dhabi, a U.S. official confirmed to the AP. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, the European Union's defense chief today proposed deepening defense industry ties with Ukraine. EU lawmakers are due to hold a vote on a 1.5 billion euro program, with 300 million euros slated for the Ukraine support instrument. The U.S. and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation says it's shutting down. The foundation had said it was set up to bring aid to Gaza without it being diverted by Hamas. Palestinians said it endangered the lives of civilians trying to get food. The White House is circulating a proposal that would extend subsidies to help consumers pay for coverage under the Affordable Care Act for 2 more years. The draft plan suggests that President Trump is open to extending a provision of Obamacare. The White House has stressed that no plan is final until Trump announces it. More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Bah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit bjs.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
A player on the University of Georgia's football team has been dismissed following another off-field issue involving the program. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has more.
Georgia offensive lineman Nair Daniels has been dismissed from the football team following his arrest on multiple charges resulting from a high-speed police chase. Bulldogs coach Kirby Smart spoke Monday.
I know you guys want to ask about Nair. I have not had a chance to talk to him or his family, but obviously he'll no longer be with us.
According to the Jackson County jail log, Daniels was booked at 10 a.m. Sunday on 3 felony charges, including fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, and 10 misdemeanor charges. The misdemeanor charges include reckless driving and speeding. Daniels is a redshirt freshman from Newark, New Jersey. He appeared in 3 games this season, including number 4 Georgia's 35-3 win over Charlotte on Saturday. I'm Gethin Coolball.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
A memo obtained by the Associated Press says during the Biden years, expediency and quantity were prioritized over detailed screening and vetting. The memo says that warrants a comprehensive review, including the re-interviewing of all refugees admitted from January 20, 2021 to February 20, 2025. The memo immediately suspends green card approvals for the nearly 200,000 refugees who came to the U.S. during that period. The move could face legal challenges from advocates of the refugee program, who say refugees are generally some of the most vetted of all people coming to the United States. They criticize the move as cruel and wasteful. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The Pentagon's top officer is in the Caribbean, where the U.S. is massing warships and targeting alleged drug-carrying boats. Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane was due to visit troops on Puerto Rico and aboard a Navy warship. It's his second visit to the region since the U.S. began boosting its presence in September, a buildup that now includes America's most advanced aircraft carrier. Kane's trip comes as President Trump considers taking military action against Venezuela as part of his drug trafficking fight. The buildup is seen as a tactic aimed at pushing President Nicolas Maduro to step down. The administration's designating the so-called Cartel of the Suns a foreign terrorist organization, although the entity it alleges Maduro leads is not a cartel per se. President Trump says he and his Chinese counterpart will trade visits next year. The president says he's accepted an invitation to visit Beijing in April and has reciprocated by inviting President Xi Jinping for a state visit to the U.S. after that. His announcements on social media came after a phone call with Xi, nearly a month after they met in South Korea. They spoke days after Japan's new prime minister said her military could get involved if China takes action against Taiwan, which Beijing insists come under its control. China says that crossed a red line, and that Xi told the president returning Taiwan to mainland China is vital. The U.S. has taken no side on Taiwan's sovereignty, but is against using force to seize it. The Pentagon says it's investigating a senator for taking part in a video calling for American troops to defy illegal orders. Arizona's Mark Kelly was one of six Democrats in the video, all veterans of either the military or CIA.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Their message?
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
The Pentagon's now taking the extraordinary step of directly threatening a sitting member of Congress with an investigation, suggesting Kelly's statements violated federal law by interfering with the military's loyalty, morale, or good order and discipline. It's citing another law that allows retired troops to be recalled to active duty for potential court-martial or other measures. President Trump has been on the phone with his Chinese counterpart, talking Taiwan, trade, and Ukraine. The call comes a month after the president and Xi Jinping met in South Korea. Beijing says Xi stressed today Taiwan's return to mainland China is an integral part of the post-war international order. That comes after Japan's leader said recently that Tokyo's military could get involved if China takes action against Taiwan. China-Japan relations have hit a new low as a result. The U.S. is obligated under law to give Taiwan enough hardware to deter an attack. President Trump has not said whether he'd send U.S. troops in case of a war there. European officials say they welcome progress in talks over the U.S. proposal for ending Russia's war in Ukraine.
We are at a critical moment.
In Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky says diplomacy has been reinvigorated after talks in Geneva between his government and American officials. The U.S. proposal had been seen as favoring Russian demands.
Vorgeschlagen hat dieses Papier.
German Chancellor Friedrich Merz says it's been modified in significant parts. Still, European officials are not giving details, and Merz says peace won't come overnight. President Trump suggesting progress, writing on social media, "Don't believe it until you see it, but something good just may be happening." Sagar, Meghani, Washington.
A federal judge has dismissed the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, concluding that the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Donald Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. The ruling amounts to a stunning rebuke of the Trump administration's efforts to target Trump's political opponents, as well as its legal maneuvering to hastily install a loyalist prosecutor willing to file the cases. The previous prosecutor lost his job amid pressure from the White House to file charges against Comey and James. However, the judge dismissed the cases without prejudice, leaving the door open for the Justice Department to potentially revive the prosecutions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Memphis, Tennessee, President Trump's task force to combat crime has made thousands of arrests. Local officials say it's straining the already busy courts and overcrowded jails in ways that will last months, even years, as cases play out. Since September, hundreds of federal, state, and local law enforcement personnel tied to the Memphis State Task Force have made traffic stops, served warrants, and searched for fugitives in the city of about 610,000 people. More than 2,800 have been arrested, more than 28,000 traffic citations issued. Opponents of the task force in the majority black Memphis say it targets minorities and intimidates law-abiding Latinos. Republican Governor Bill Lee and others who hope the surge reduces violent crime support the task force. I'm Julie Walker.
Jimmy Cliff, the charismatic reggae pioneer and actor who preached joy, defiance, and resilience in such classics as Many Rivers to Cross, You Can Get It If You Really Want, and Vietnam, as well as starring in the landmark movie The Harder They Come, has died. Cliff, a native Jamaican whose birth name was James Chambers, joined Kingston's emerging music scene in his teens, changed his name, and helped lead a movement in the 1960s that included such future stars as Bob Marley, Toots Hibbert, and Peter Tosh. Cliff was nominated for 7 Grammys, winning twice for Best Reggae Album. In 2010, Cliff was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
At this point of the journey, I see it as another stepping stone to higher heights.
Jimmy Cliff was 81. Sound courtesy, Fuse. Viola Ford Fletcher, one of the last known survivors of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma, has died. In recent years, she had sought justice for the deadly attack by a white mob on a thriving black community where she lived as a child.
I hear the screams. I have lived through the massacre every day. A country may forget this history, but I cannot.
She was 7 years old when the two-day attack began on the prosperous area that was known as Black Wall Street. In her 2023 memoir, Don't Let Them Bury My Story, she described seeing piles of bodies in the streets and watching as a white man shot a black man in the head, then fired towards her family. She wrote the book with Ike Howard, her grandson, who says he had to persuade her to tell her story. Viola Ford Fletcher was 111 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Dharmendra, one of Indian cinema's most popular stars, died Monday. He was 89. The actor, who would have turned 90 on December the 8th, had been in and out of hospital in the financial capital, Mumbai, over the past few weeks. Often called Bollywood's He-Man, Dharmendra combined the old-school heroism of an action star with the tenderness of a romantic lead, making him one of India's most iconic actors. He also briefly turned to politics, serving as a lawmaker in Parliament from 2004 to 2009. He is survived by his wives, children, and grandchildren.
Boeing and NASA have agreed to keep astronauts off Boeing's next Starliner flight, opting instead to perform a trial run with cargo to prove the capsule's safety first. That announcement comes 8 months after the first and only Starliner crew hitched a return trip to Earth aboard SpaceX. In 2024, NASA test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams managed to dock Boeing Starliner to the International Space Station, but the capsule had so many problems that NASA ordered the capsule to return to Earth empty, leaving the astronauts stuck on the space station for more than 9 months. Boeing engineers are still working on Starliner's thruster and other issues. Boeing says they are still committed to the Starliner program. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Wisconsin woman who was one of the girls implicated in the infamous Slender Man stabbing in 2014 has been taken back into custody after escaping her group home in Madison. Police in Posen, Illinois, found the now 23-year-old Morgan Geiser and a male acquaintance sleeping on the sidewalk behind a building at a truck stop. Geiser reportedly refused to provide her real name, suggesting to officers they could just Google her. A judge allowed Geiser to be placed in a group home this year on conditional release from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute against the advice of prosecutors and state health officials. She was sent to the psychiatric hospital in 2018 after pleading guilty to attempted first-degree murder after almost killing her sixth-grade classmate in a case that made headlines nationwide. Geiser's scheduled to appear in court in Cook County Tuesday morning for an extradition hearing. I'm Jennifer King.
A civilian locksmith who was shot while assisting sheriff's deputies serving an eviction notice in Vero Beach, Florida, has died from his injuries. The Indian River County's Sheriff's Office identified him as 76-year-old David Long. His death brings the toll from last Friday's shooting to three. Deputy Terry Sweeting Mashkow was also killed. The 25-year veteran and Long were shot by the suspect, who was facing eviction. Another deputy was shot in the shoulder and was released from the hospital over the weekend. The accused shooter, Michael Halberstam, also died from his wounds on Saturday. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks rallied on Wall Street, finding some strength following a shaky few weeks. The S&P 500 climbed 1.5% Monday for one of its best days since the summer. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 202 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite added 2.7%. Markets are becoming more hopeful that the Federal Reserve will cut its main interest rate again in December. Stocks caught up in the frenzy over artificial intelligence made more gains. Google parent company Alphabet jumped 6.3%. U.S. markets will be closed Thursday for Thanksgiving. Seth Soutell, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Christian McCaffrey had 142 yards from scrimmage and one touchdown in his first game against his former Panthers team in the 8-4 49ers 20-9 win on Monday Night Football. San Francisco coach Kyle Shanahan.
Anytime you play the team that drafted you, a team you were with a while, I'm sure it was a little extra special for him.
The Vikings placed QB J.J. McCarthy in concussion protocol. The Browns named rookie QB Shedeur Sanders their starter, and the Giants fired defensive coordinator Shane Bowen. NBA, the 15-2 Pistons matched a franchise record with their 13th straight victory, 122-117 over the Pacers. Detroit coach J.B. Bickerstaff.
I would like for us to be greedier.
Purdue remained number one and Arizona jumped to number two in the AP Men's College Basketball poll. And MLB, the Rockies elevated interim Warren Schaefer to full-time manager. Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups has pleaded not guilty to charges he profited from rigged poker games involving several mafia figures and another former NBA player. The Hall of Famer was arraigned Monday in a federal court in New York City. Billups was among more than 30 charged in last month's sprawling federal takedown of illegal gambling operations linked to professional sports. He previously appeared in Oregon federal court on October 23rd. His attorney at the time said that the five-time All-Star was a quote, man of integrity, end quote, and denied the charges. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.